What a bizarre lesson about prayer the gospel proposes for us today. A poor widow becomes a nuisance and badgers her way to getting what she wants, as if we need to keep pestering God until, out of exasperation, God finally grants our request. The first reading from the book of Exodus is hardly much better. It recounts how the outcome of a battle hinges on whether or not Moses can keep his arms aloft long enough. I suspect that from time to time, you, like me, have experienced frustration and disappointment in prayer. But how on earth are these readings supposed to help us to pray with any greater confidence? One of the most persistent prayers that I have ever met was the woman who used to cook for us in the parish where I worked in Santiago, Chile. In her relentlessness, Señora Eliana could easily give the widow in today's gospel a run for her money. Eliana always had an endless list of people she was praying for. For her husband, that he might keep his job. For her grandchildren, who were growing up in a foreign country because their parents, her children, had been forced into exile for political reasons. For Eliana herself, for her nagging arthritis. Over the years, however, her most insistent prayers were reserved for her son Joaquin, who was one of the desaparecidos, one of the disappeared ones. One night, during the early years of the military dictatorship, soldiers burst into Eliana's house, dragged 20-year-old Joaquin from bed, and threw him into an unmarked car. Ever since that night, Eliana has never heard another word about Joaquin. For years, she desperately clutched at the hope that Joaquin was alive in some prison. Her prayer was that God would keep him safe and bring him home one day. When I arrived at that parish, Joaquin had already been missing for 10 years. By that time, Eliana was resigned to the fact that he probably had been murdered by government agents. Still, she never gave up on prayer. She just shifted the focus of her prayer. She now prayed that God would allow her to locate Joaquin's body and bring it home for burial. But even that second best prayer was never answered. To this day, she has no idea where her son's bones lie. On the face of it, Eliana's tragic experience seems to discredit Jesus' remark in today's gospel that God will do justice for his chosen ones and speedily. It seems to me that if anyone ever had any just reason to lose faith, it would be Eliana. And yet, she continues to be a person brimming over with faith. Hers is a kind of faith which I envy, but do not always understand. There's an image in today's first reading from the book of Exodus that helps me to understand a little bit better Eliana's ability to keep going without losing faith. That reading, as you recall, describes a skirmish between the Israelites and the Amalekites. It was a battle that the Israelites got entangled in against their will. Shortly before this episode, the Israelites had escaped from slavery in Egypt. At the point where today's story begins, these newly liberated Israelites are trekking through the desert when, out of the blue, they are attacked from the rear by a band of Amalekite thugs who savagely cut down the weakest, the elderly, the sick, the stragglers. Moses, outraged, orders his young lieutenant, Joshua, to muster a handful of men to go after the Amalekites. Imagine what a pitiful spectacle these Israelites must have presented. Exhausted, half-starved, utterly unprepared for battle. Still, Moses says to the inexperienced Joshua, "Lead your people into battle. Meanwhile, I'll be up there on yonder hill praying for you." And then, as the storyteller describes it, whenever Moses raised his arms, the Israelites prevailed. But whenever he lowered his arms, the Amalekites prevailed. It almost sounds like magic, doesn't it? As if Moses could control the outcome of the battle simply by raising or lowering his arms. But that is not how the Jewish people throughout the centuries have interpreted this story. A couple of verses beyond today's reading, the biblical writer tells us that when the fighting had finally ended, Moses built a shrine on the spot to thank God for this first ever Israelite victory. Moses named the shrine Adonai Nissi, which means "The Lord is my banner." Hebrew scholars explain that name by suggesting that while Moses was standing atop that hill, keenly following the battle raging below, he was holding aloft some kind of flag or banner that the Israelite warriors would have recognized immediately. It probably had some emblem of God on it. In any case, seeing the banner reminded the warriors how just a few weeks before, God had intervened to rescue them from the horrors of slavery, and how since then, God had been guiding them on their trek toward the promised land. And so, as long as the warriors kept their eyes fixed on that banner, they remembered that God had promised to be with them always. They remained stout-hearted and prevailed. But when they focused instead on their own shortcomings, their being ill-fed and outnumbered, they grew discouraged. In other words, it was not Moses' upraised arms that brought victory today. Rather, it was the Israelites' memory, triggered by the sight of that banner, that God promised to be with them always, come what may. I think that is why Señora Eliana continues to be such a faithful and faith-filled prayer, despite her apparently unanswered prayers. At some point in her life, she must have encountered the love and power of God. And as long as she keeps her eyes fixed on God and on God's promise to be with her always, she is able to walk on in hope, whether or not her husband keeps his job, whether or not her grandchildren come home to Chile, whether or not she ever experiences the comfort of visiting her son's grave. She knows for sure that whatever twists and turns her life takes, God always walks beside her. And her deep faith, in turn, becomes a banner for me, reminding me of God's unwavering presence in my life. When I think of her trusting surrender to God, I am encouraged to live in the same faith-filled way, despite my own, sometimes unanswered prayers.